coming off a big weekend of March Madness with a lot of schools here in Connecticut in the tournament. And every Monday we talk sports with our friend the ump, Vin Cerullo. It was very exciting over the weekend with all the games, Vin.
Oh, it sure was, in between the raindrops on Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's what I mean. It was a perfect excuse to stay in and watch all of them. Eh, it's raining out. Sorry, got to stay in and watch basketball.
Okay, but we're all full swing with March Madness, which is entering the men's Sweet 16 that we played this Thursday and Friday. And here are the matchups and the schedules. Thursday at 7 o'clock on CBS, it'll be Arizona and Clemson. 7:30 on TBS and True TV, UConn versus San Diego State. I'm sure that's the one everybody's interested in.
Oh, yeah.
9:30 at CBS will be North Carolina and Alabama. And 10 o'clock will be Iona State and Illinois. On Friday, four games. 7 o'clock, Marquette and North Carolina State, which will be on CBS. 7:30 will be Purdue versus Gonzaga. 9:30 will be Houston versus Duke on CBS. And 10 o'clock, Tennessee and Creighton on TBS. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say I was rooting for Yale last night. I know they won their first round game, but we would have got UConn versus Yale in the next round, right?
I could have been, yeah, definitely. That was close, but that would have been an interesting matchup for sure.
Yeah.
But the winners of the games just mentioned will be playing in the Elite Eight, which will be played on Saturday and Sunday, March 30th and 31st. But looking back, you mentioned Yale. They beat Auburn in the first round, only to lose to San Diego State, who, as you just mentioned, would have played UConn had they won. So it's now San Diego State, UConn. Yale had a great season overall, winning the Ivy League championship and qualifying for the NCAA tournament. On the women's side of the NCAA tournament, they're in the process of filling the open slots in the Sweet 16. All the games today, which started at 2 o'clock on ESPN and ESPN2. Our UConn ladies are playing at 6 p.m. on ESPN against Syracuse. The Huskies won their first opening round game, 86-64, over Jackson State, which I'm sure everybody watched on Saturday. Fairfield, our other Connecticut school to make the NCAA tournament, faced number 4 Indiana, but unfortunately they lost 89-56 in that first round matchup. For the ladies, the Sweet 16 games will be played on Friday the 29th and Saturday the 30th. Looking beyond the Elite Eight, the first group will play on Sunday the 31st. As far as our Huskies go, it's a great sight to see my favorite Aaliyah Edwards back on the court, and she wore her face mask once again to protect that broken nose. Also, Paige Beckers was named the AP All-American First Team. Congratulations to Paige. But why? It did not Micah Mule and Aaliyah Edwards. Why were they not named on the second team? And that is the question that needs to be answered. And that's our college report for this week, Kevin.
All right, fantastic. We'll be rooting on the Huskies, the men and the women, this week in their next rounds of the tournament. Coming off winter sports, going into spring sports, we got a lot happening in high school sports here in Connecticut. And every Monday we talk to our friend, the ump, Vin Cerullo, about what's going on. So what do we got, Vin?
Well, I'm talking to you from Newtown High School, and not much is really happening in high school sports as we're in between, as you just said, between winter and spring. Some things to look forward to the sports of softball, baseball, track and field, lacrosse, golf, tennis, and boys volleyball. But this past week, we witnessed three divisions in boys hockey. And let's start off with Division III with Conard capturing the crown with their victory over Bethel Brookfield, that co-op team, with a 4-1 score. In Division II, it was Cheshire defeating East Haven 6-3 to win their championship. And finally, in Division I, New Canaan came up short, losing to this year's champion, Notre Dame of West Haven, by a 4-1 score. Congratulations to all the division championships, Notre Dame, West Haven, Cheshire, and Conard. Getting out of the cold and moving over to spring, the hopes of warmer weather, baseball has their first game on March 30th, which is this coming Saturday. In all other spring sports, their start date is also March 30th, except for the game of golf. Golf starts today on Monday. All games that are presently being played are and scheduled are really preseason scrimmages. In the coaches' circle, to be noted, Ron Linu of West Haven High School, where he is the assistant football coach as well as the assistant baseball coach. Ron also teaches history at the school. Courtney Gomez, a school counselor at Norwich Free Academy, is also their girls' basketball coach. She does an outstanding job over there. Amanda Forci, a head coach at Hamden High School for girls' basketball. These three people all love their sport as well as the development of the student athletes that they work with in that sport, and they play as well for their life. Those student athletes that will be playing on the collegiate level, there is a wealth of information on the CIAC website. It gives you the NCAA Eligibility Center link. The CIAC also has links to all three divisions of the NCAA that give a breakdown of the divisions so you can get a good feel of what you might best fit. And that's my report for the high school, Kevin.
I love it. I love when we start talking about spring sports because I feel like the nice weather is on the way, especially golf and baseball and things like that.
Yeah, well, I'm doing a softball scrimmage at Newtown High School, so I'm looking forward to that before my first high school game.
There you go. All right, Vin, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, looking forward to it, Kevin. Take care now.